All right, Almeida, you want to go ahead and call roll?
Of course. Okay, Chief Justice Herndon.
Present.
Judge Armstrong.
Present.
Judge Birchie. Judge Bishop.
Here.
Judge De La Garza will not be in today. Judge Eighty.
Here.
Evelyn Grosnick. Chris Hicks.
Here.
Amy Hill.
Error. Sorry.
That's okay. Judge who? Judge Johnson will not be in today. Judge Jones.
Here.
Nancy Lemke.
Here.
Alicia LaRude.
Here.
Garrett Pruitt. Judge Riggs.
Here.
Judge Simons. Judge Soderquist.
I'm here.
Thank you. Jacob Sommer. Judge Toon,
Present.
Judge Walker, Angelina Wenke,
Present.
and Steve Wolfson. Okay, we do have a quorum today, and I do not see any other additional attendees. It's all yours, Chief.
All right, thank you. You said we do have a quorum, yes?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, first thing on our agenda, we need to approve the meeting summary from February 9th, 2026. Did everybody have an opportunity to review that, and does anybody have any edits? Do
Chief,
not.
I've moved to approve that.
Thank you, Ryan. Can I get a second, please?
Second.
Thank you. All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? No. Okay. We'll note the approval of the meeting minutes. The next thing on our agenda was an action item to finally get a vote in on approving one of these vendors. I don't know if anybody had any particular questions based on the information that's come trickling in. Unfortunately, I just found out this morning that Judge De La Garza is not going to be present today. She was the one that was kind of trying to get us information from CGI. Quite frankly, I don't know that I feel like I got the information that we needed to get from them that was surrounding, their proposals for how to access NCIC data. It doesn't look like they're doing that right now. They're just collecting data out of the Las Vegas Justice Court's Odyssey system. The only other vendor that we have, obviously, Dr. Landerman and UNR. I mean, they laid out in the beginning that they didn't have access to NCIC either, but they didn't perceive it to be a problem if they can get agency access for one of their people to get it or to have somebody provide it to them. But it seems like CGI is just kind of going forward without it right now. Amy is shaking her head. Yes. Thank you, Amy.
Yes, they are.
Do you have more information on that or?
I actually asked our IT to send me over all the data that they are currently pulling right now. I think even rearrest information is going to be a little bit difficult, only because if we're only pulling from Odyssey, we're not going to be pulling if they get arrested in North Las Vegas's jurisdiction and go to their jail. So we're pulling what we have, but. We do have like age at time of arrest, their sex, race, their ethnicity, the arrest date, risk score, the level, if they posted bond, like the disposition date. So we do have some information that they're pulling right now, but they
And
just got all that too. So,
okay.
Chief,
Yep, go ahead.
Judge Walker down in Las Vegas Muni, I just wanted to weigh in. I was the TAC for the Las Vegas City Attorney's Office when I was there. And so I reached out to someone with Nevada DPS who helped us with an FBI audit when I was at the City Attorney's Office. And he indicated that there is a process for the TAC of the relevant agencies to request contractor access, civilian contractor access. So if we go with CGI or one of the other vendors, at least in talking with Mr. Dimu, we should be able to arrange a dissemination agreement and obtain access for the contractor. I think it would have to be probably a singular point of contact would be easiest, but we should be able to relate arrange access through the through the TAC of the relevant agency. Now, I'm not sure if that would be the Supreme Court or if that would be all of the different participating courts that we're going to, be pulling information from. But Mr. Dimu indicated that he could connect me with some of the folks with DPS that would be more knowledgeable. And while they can't, they couldn't, do the carry us through the process themselves, they'd be able to give us direction to pass on to our tax.
Well, thank you, Matt. And I agree. No matter who the vendor is, we can do that. From my perspective, one of the concerns I had early on was I didn't really know what Las Vegas Justice Court was doing, going out on their own, trying to do this in light of whatever comes down is going to be a statewide thing. The idea of CGI, when it kind of started to crystallize a little bit, was, well, oh, if they're already hired to do this and they're collecting the data that we need, would it somewhat be more cost effective to use them to collect it in the rest of the parts of the state and not have to duplicate efforts in Clark County? Remembering that their proposal, I believe, was twice as expensive as you and ours was. If they're not collecting a data in the way that we need, so we're going to have to do it all over again in Clark County anyway, I'm not really seeing what the wisdom is of using CGI, to be quite honest. Which is kind of where I am now, but I'm happy to hear what anybody else has to say. If anything. You guys have the same status of information that I have and where we are on this. So if anybody else has any thoughts, please weigh in.
Are we at a spot, Justice Herner, where we can move to approve? Or what I would like to do is move that we approve the services of Dr. Lanterman and UNR to complete the study and the data collection.
Okay. We have a motion to approve UNR and Dr. Lanterman to be our vendor. Does anybody wish to make a second on that?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Steve. Anybody want any further discussion on that?
Chief, that there's funding to move forward with that, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, we had gone through and I had tried to work with our finance people, and I apologize, Almeida. I don't remember if it was yourself or Jamie that had got back to me to say, look, we can figure out a way to make it work no matter what it is. Obviously, something that's more cost effective is of benefit to us since, we're still kind of trying to deal with how things happened with the legislature last time and the budget over this biennium, but we were prepared to make it work. It just kind of seemed that we were kind of holding out hope that CGI would not really be as expensive as it was if they were already doing, that part of it. But yes, we have the money to approve and have Dr. Lanterman and or any vendor get started on their work.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion, we have a second, no further discussion. All those in favor of approving UNR as our vendor, say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Yay! Thank you all. Finally, okay. Then we will approve. And Almeida, if you can reach out to Dr. Lanterman and get me involved however you need to, and we'll kind of start getting started, see what all she needs to get started. Can you also get with Matt and talk to him about the process that he previously went through that he was discussing about getting NCIC access for civilian contractors so we can get started on that as well? And then we will, kind of see, get an updated timeline from Dr. Lanterman so we know what we're looking at and what all she's going to need from us. And then we will, after we kind of have all that information, Almeida, we can set like another meeting down the road in a few months just to see how we're coming along. All right. Well, that's a quick meeting then, guys. Thank you. We'll send out, once we get all that information, we'll send out a poll again to figure out when a good time to meet. But I'm guessing that we'll probably do it on a Monday afternoon again, since that seems to work with everybody. Okay. Anybody have anything before we finish up? I love your efficiency today, people. Thank you. All right. We will adjourn. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Have a
Thank you.
great day. Thank you.
Bye-bye, guys.
Thanks, everyone.